is no one else like you, oh God. We've searched all over the world, oh God. We've moved around places, oh God. But we found that there is none like you, oh God. We thank you, oh God. We give you all the glory and we give you all the honor because you're so mighty, you're so wonderful, oh God. We give you all the praise, Lord. We give you all the honor and all the adoration, oh God. You are so mighty and you're so great, oh God. We pray, oh Father God, as we share the word, oh God, that have put upon our hearts, oh God. We pray for the release of the anointing, oh God, upon this word. Speak to our hearts, Almighty God. Speak this moment, oh Father God. We need you more than before, oh God. We need your touch, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name. Let everybody say amen. And let's give a big round of applause for God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you happy to be in the house of the Lord? Let me see your smile. Are you happy to be in the house of the Lord? Oh, it's so wonderful. It's so good to see each and every one of you coming to church. If this is your first time coming to visit us or you are coming to stay with us, you are most welcome. And this is the house of the Lord. And this is the dwelling place of the Lord. This is the Mount Zion, the dwelling of the Lord. Hallelujah. And as we sang that song, this is the day that the Lord has made. And we're going to rejoice and be glad in this day. If there is a day that I'll always rejoice, it's Sunday. You know, it should not only be Sunday alone. Every time it has to be a wonderful day. But this one is so special to me. Hallelujah. Because we meet and fellowship with brothers and sisters. After a hard working week, so we come together to thank Jesus. Hallelujah. We give him all the praise. We'd like to welcome our friend who has been away for some time, Sister Tamanda. Welcome in the house of the Lord. We miss you and we're looking forward to your many contributions to this church. God bless you so much. God bless you. Oh my goodness, where is he? Brenda, oh, come on. May you stand too, guys. You on the same flight? No. Okay, stand on your feet. We want to see you. Sister Tamanda, stand on your feet. Ah, so good to see you. So good to see you. You're most welcome. And welcome to the Cordwaith of Dublin. You know, this is our land. God bless you so much. God bless you so much. I'm not going to take much of your time today, but I've got many scriptures that I want to share this morning. Hallelujah. Very soon it's going to be this afternoon. It's 10 to 12. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter number 28. Some water, please. Matthew chapter number 28. Brother Sam. Oh, it's Brother Wellington. Matthew chapter number 28. Matthew. All right. Lord, we pray in Jesus' name, oh God, that as we read the scriptures, oh God, be with us, oh God, and stand with us, oh God, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. The Lord has given us a responsibility. The Lord has called us to a great commission. The Lord has called us to a great task. And that responsibility is not for the pastor alone. That responsibility is not for the ushers alone. That responsibility is not for the choir alone. That responsibility is not for the elders alone. If we read again in John chapter number 1 verse 12, for all that have received him, they've been given a name. They are the children of God. If you bear that name, if you have that name, the children or the child of God, you are in for that task. And your responsibility is to move on and preach the word of God. It is not for me alone. It is not for you alone. But together we have to move out and preach the word of God. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter number 28 and verse number 19. This is where the great task is coming. Verse number 19. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. You and me, we've been to school. We've been to school. And we know that when the word says nations, it means different nationalities. Whether you're coming from India, whether you're coming from South Africa, Malawi, whatever nationality you represent in this church, you are in for the great task. Hallelujah. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. That is what we are to do. When we've received that great call, that's our task. Moving around to different nations, reaching out to different people, whatever color, whatever race, whatever background, but we have to reach out to each and everyone. Hallelujah. Amen. And we are in for this task. And this is the responsibility that we are carrying. This is the burden that we have. All of us here, God has called us to this task. God has called us to this responsibility. Moving on to the theme of this year, Jeremiah chapter number 1 and verse number 10. Can I have that one, please? Jeremiah chapter number 1 and verse 10. We are in the year of building and planting. This is so huge to us. This is so big to us. Even the builder himself, he looks out to people to help him out. You have to gather the materials. You have to gather so many things. You have to put things together to build. Even when you're talking of planting, there are so many things involved. Hallelujah. Going back to our country, you don't plant during the sunny season or the summer season, but you have to wait for the rain to come. And that's the time of planting. Even the builders, they don't build during the rainy season. They have to wait when it's summer. That's the best time to build. And God has given us this time. There's no season with God. Any season, any time, any moment, that's the time of building and planting. And this is the year. And this is the moment. And we're going to build and we're going to plant. Hallelujah. Amen. Jeremiah chapter number 1, verse number 10. We've been reading this scripture for so long. See, today I appoint you over nations. God has put us amongst the nations. God has put us among different people. In our workplace, in our time when we relax with friends, there are people that are representing a certain nation. And that is today that God has put us amongst that people, among the people, amongst that nation. See, today I appoint you over nations, not only one nation, but nations and kingdoms. Now, God, you put me among the nations. What do you want me to do? Hey, to uproot. Hallelujah. If we are going to read other versions, it says to pluck out. All right. When we are laying the foundation, or when we want to have our good farming, we have to remove all the trees so that we can have a good land. So God is calling us to pluck out, to remove from the roots. We have to remove everything. If we are to build this church, the thing which we are doing, we have to root out everything that is pulling us down. Everything that is disturbing us, we have to root it out from the roots. Hallelujah. And that is what we are going to do. And this is what we'll be doing this year. You like me, you hate me, or whatever you do, but I'm going to root out anything that I know is standing on my way to build the kingdom of God. Because what I see is the kingdom of God. I don't see any stumbling block here, because I'm going to move out. In the European countries, they use the machinery to root out those things. But in our country, it's manual. You have to sway. You have to be strong enough. Ladies and gentlemen, to build the kingdom of God, we need people that have the muscle. We need the people that have the power to root out. That definition, power, is the ability to do work. And we need to have that power to do this work. The work that God has given us. People will not like you. People will hate you. But the responsibility, we are looking ahead. Hallelujah. That's what we see. we are coming from a long way. We were at Yellow College 2 years ago, but the church was this tiny. Look at us. Look at us. Look at us today. This is the beginning. This is the beginning. That day when we are having the Bible study, our brother Austin said, I see a vision where we will be meeting in a stadium. I'm looking forward to see that day when we shall move out of this place and fellowship in a stadium where people from different nations will join us and say that we're going to be with you. We want to reach out to the nations. We want to reach out to the kingdoms. Hallelujah. That's what I see. That is what I'm seeing. Rooting out, plucking out. That's what we're seeing. That's what we're going to do. No feebles, no weaklings, no DBDB Christians. If you know you are weak, you're not going to make it. There was a song a long time ago, one singer said, a DBDB woman who can peel a DBDB banana. We are not looking for DBDB Christians who cannot even stand for 10 minutes to pray. We are looking for people who stand and say, Pastor, I'm going to be with you. We are going to pray. Hallelujah. This task. We need money, but we need prayer a lot. DBDB people will not make it. DBDB Christians will not make it. Lazy people will not make it. We are going together to uproot. We are going to tear down. Hallelujah. We are going to tear down. That's what God is calling us for. We have to remove everything that is standing in our way. Everything. We know that this thing is making me to slide backwards. I'm going to remove it. It's your responsibility. It is the responsibility of the pastor, yes, to show you the way. But it is your own responsibility at the same time. You have to guard your life. You have to watch your ways. You have to watch where you're going. Because there's so much ahead of you. Your life is much better than you think. Your life is more valuable than you think. There are many times, people, we value yourself like that Tesco bread, the value Tesco 65 cent bread. That's the value that you put yourself. You value yourself at 65 cents. You don't care about anything, but you care about that little value. But if you look at yourself, and if you look at the vision that God has given you, you stop valuing small things. You start to move and think big. If we are to build and to plant, please keep that verse there. If we are to build and to plant, you have to think big. We are not thinking small. If you start thinking small, then you are not going to make it. You are going to give up. Because the vision that God has given us is bigger than what we think. The vision that God has given us to build this place is bigger than what we think. Very soon, and I want to hear me now, very soon, we are going to have people from different nations. We've been represented, and we thank God for people from our country. We thank God for people from Malawi. But we want to thank God for our friends from different countries as well. Because together, very soon we are going to see ushers from different places. Very soon we are going to see another worship leader here standing from a different nation. Very soon we are going to see... Hallelujah. That's what I see. That's what I see. That's what I see. I don't know what you see. Hallelujah. Our responsibility is to destroy. There are so many things. There are so many baggages that we carry. There are so many things that are so heavy on ourselves. We need to destroy those things. We need to remove them and say that my responsibility is to build the church. Now, we are going to destroy everything that we know that this thing will make us not to build this church. we have to destroy it. We have to overthrow everything. Then after that, we are going to build and we're going to plant. Hallelujah. When you start the task of building and planting, you share that vision with your friends that, you know, I've bought a land. You know, in your interacting time, I've bought a land and I'm thinking of building. All right. So there will be people that will start discouraging you. Nehemiah chapter number 4. Nehemiah chapter number 4. Nehemiah chapter number 4. Nehemiah was visited by his relatives in verse number 1. He said, the wall of the Jerusalem is gone. And if you move verse number 2, Jeremiah took some time to pray and fast. Because he knew that this is my responsibility, to go and build the land. In verse number 3, he was given the task, said, go. King Artaxerxes said, go, Jeremiah, build. And come verse number 4, Sanballat and Tobiah. They heard that Nehemiah is going to build the land. Listen, when Sanballat and heard, come and give me verse number 1. Give me verse number 1, please. When Sanballat heard that we were rebuilding the wall, he became angry and was greatly incensed. He ridiculed the Jews. Verse number 2, come on. Verse number 2. And in the presence of his associates and the army of Samaria, he said, what are these feeble Jews doing? Hallelujah. There are so many people today, Living Waters Church, people, they talk about this church a lot, and you know it. These were the people that were inside with Nehemiah, Sanballat and Tobiah. We've got internal people inside here, inside our church, that will talk evil of us, that will talk evil of you, because you're part of the church, because you're building this church. Hallelujah. After the service, they will go back and say, I think Pastor Shanks was preaching about me. You were preaching about me. Let me tell you this, and I want you to listen good. Yes, Pastor Shanks will continue to preach about you. Because what Pastor Shanks wants is to build you, to be a different person. When you go back, you said, Pastor Nick was preaching about you. Yes, I'm preaching about you. That's the reason you came to church. We want to preach about you. And we will not stop preaching about you. No apology on that one. We are going to preach about you. The day you change, then you come to me and say, thank you, Pastor, you preached about me, I'm changed. That's what we're going to do in this church. We do not do anything to disrespect anybody, but we do it for change. This theme that was chosen, building and planting, there are some people, things that will be removed. There are some people that will quit. There are some people that will vow to you and say that, I will never go to that church again. But look at us, we'll continue to grow. Because we are not looking back. There are people like Sanballat and Tobiah. There are people that will say, look at them. Look at Pastor Shanks and Pastor Nick. Do they think they will go to the stadium? We will go, because God is on our side. Because God is with us. There are people that will stand with us forever. There are people that will hold my hand and say, Pastor, I'm with you. There are people that will say, Pastor, we are going together with you. We've got so many weaknesses. We've got so many things, but God is on our side. That's why we read the scripture. If God is on our side, who can be against us? There's no one in Ireland who is going to be against scripture, because God is at work building this church. It is the responsibility of God to give us the tools. God will give us the right people. God will give us the right candidates to move together to build this church. Hallelujah. And we're going to build this church. What are those feeble Jews doing? Will they restore the wall? Will they offer sacrifices? Will they finish it a day? Can they bring the stones back to life from heaps, rubble, burning as they are? Give me another verse, please. Hallelujah. Tobiah, the Ammonite, was at his side saying, What are they building? If even a fox climb upon it, he would break down. Oh, hallelujah. It was so embarrassing, and it is so embarrassing for someone like Tobiah to think that even if someone says a little word to us, we will look back. But I'm here, and I stand here to tell you, my brother, in Jesus' name, that, oh God, we are not looking back, but we are moving forward. Because we know greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. And woe to you. And I say woe to you. If your mind, if you think that we are going to fail, you will come back to us and say, I apologize. You will come back to us and say, God, forgive me. Because we are not looking back. There are so many things that have tried to put us apart. There are so many things that have come to us, trying to disappoint us. But we've never been disappointed in any way. We are moving forward. We are going to build and plant this church. Because the task is God who has given us. God has called us to finish this task. We are not going to give up on the way. We are going all the way. The last thing that God wants to do us, that's the thing that we are going to do. The last place where God wants us to go, that's the place we are going to go. We are looking for people who say, Pastor, I'm going to stand with you. We are looking for people that will say, Pastor, what is it that you want me to do to help you build the church? We are looking for people that will say, Pastor, what can I do? What is it that you want me to do so that we can build the church? This is the church of God. It does not bear the name of Shanks Kaunda. It does not bear the name of Nicodemus Kadima. We are just the people that God has trusted us with this word. You are not our people. You are God's people. Even if I go back home today, God will raise somebody. And some people will continue with this work. Because I'm just a man and I'm just a failure. But we thank God. As I'm around, as I'm here, as we are together, we are going to move forward. Thank God. Because we have got this external opposition. There are people around there. They've never been to this place. Not even a single day. But they talk evil about us. But what you need to know is that it's the opposition that will put us in a better position. If people are not talking about us, that means there's nothing that we are doing. Let people talk about us. Then we know that, yes, I'm doing something. Because what we are doing is we are doing the work of God. What we are doing the word of God. The responsibility that God has given us to finish. And we are going to go and reach out to the nations. And we are going to commission each and every one of you. And we would want to encourage you. Let's attend the Bible studies that we have. Let's be part of that. Because what I see a great church. I see a great church ahead of us. Some people may see nothing in you, but God sees something in you. I like to give this example of a carpenter who sees a tree. We look at a tree and we just see a normal tree. But a carpenter, when he looks at a tree, he sees a chair. He sees a bed. He sees a cupboard. He sees so many things. That's what God sees in you. God is seeing an apostle in you. God is seeing a prophetess in you. God is seeing a great man. And let me tell you, a biggest church has not yet been planted in the world. You may be responsible for that big church. You may be responsible to build that church. It may not be here in Dublin. It may be somewhere. Because somebody says we are not going backwards, but we're looking ahead. What is it that is ahead of you? What are you seeing? Be prepared. We are going to face difficulties in this situation. But as we read Ephesians chapter number 6, verse number 10, put that there. Ephesians chapter number 6. As we are moving on, as we are gathering the materials, this is what God is telling us. Finally, be strong in the Lord, in His mighty power. Move on to verse number 11, please. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the evil scheme. It is not our friends that will pull us back, but the friends that will bring us the things that will connive us, the things that will look good in our eyes. But brothers and sisters, let's put on the full armor of God. Let's wear those things. Verse number 12. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Do not fight a physical battle with anyone that will talk evil about you, because the battle belongs to God. If you're going to fight a physical battle, you are going to lose. But we are fighting against the princes, the rulers, the authorities, and the powers of darkness of this world. We all know that the world is living in darkness. There are so many things that the devil has put in place that look so nice, that look so appealing to us, that sometimes we say that I cannot do without this. I cannot do without this. We are in the end times. Building this task is not going to be easy. Because today's church, I'm sorry to say this, people, we go to church to hear good news all the time, that you shall prosper, you will be rich, you will be favored, you will be whatever, you will be whatever. So we can stand and shout, yeah, I'm going to be rich, I'm going to prosper. But let me tell you, sometimes you not hear that in church. Sometimes you hear something that will disappoint your heart, but something that will build you. Hallelujah. People want to hear something that, you know, that is so pleasing. I'm sorry that I don't know how to preach a pleasing message. I'm so sorry for that. All I'm calling to you, everyone, is let's stand together and build the church. The enemy is busy destroying the people that have the responsibilities in church. The enemy is busy deceiving the people, deceiving children of God. But I call you, our battle is against the forces of this world in the heavenly realms. We have to unite. We have to stand together as a church. When we call, you remember the story that when they were building the Tower of Babel, they were speaking one language. This is the moment, and this is the time where we have to hold together and speak one language. We have to back one another. We have to stand on one another. When we call upon meetings, when we say, we've got ushers meeting, say, I'm in the ushering meeting, I'm going to go there. When my wife calls you in the women's ministry, I'm going there. My Katimba's called. Join the women's ministry. Because what we are doing is not to build my family, but we are building the church of God. That's why we have these meetings in the church. Take some time and join this group. Join the choir. Yeah, the choir. Join the choir. Join the ushering ministry. Join the women's ministry, the men's ministry. Stephen, Marilyn, where is the men's ministry? Whatever we need to do, whatever we can, we have to do it just to build this church together. We do not need to be taken by surprise. When God will give us a big place, we say, so what do we do with this church? We don't have women's ministry. We don't have a big choir. We don't have this. So what do we do? But when that comes, we have to be ready all the time, that we can use it, not misuse it. Let us stand in the house of the Lord. as individuals, there are so many things that we have to pluck out in our lives. As individuals, there are so many things that we have to destroy in our lives. As individuals, there are so many things that we have to throw down in our life. As individuals, there are so many things that we need to rebuild and replant in our life. What is it that you want to rebuild in your life? What is it that you want to replant in your life? We are going to grab the horns, and we are going to tackle the great things. The things that we know, these are the things that are pulling our people down. We are going to talk about those things in church. But right now I'm asking you, what is it that you want God to help you to tear down that stronghold? You know that I can do it. I can join the president. But this, you know that there are so many things that you can do for God. You can do in this church. But you know that these things are the ones that are pulling me down. They are the things that are destroying me. Jesus is calling on you today. Is it your friend who is pulling you down? Sometimes it's good to get rid of friends that you know that are pulling you down. We want to pray. I don't want you to come forward. I don't want you to raise your hands. But I want us to bow our heads. And let's just think for a while, for a moment. Let's just think that if I just get rid of this in my life, I'm going to be a good person. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of His glory. If you say you have no sin, then you deceive yourself. There is something in you. Just say a little prayer. Just say a little prayer on your own. As your head, as you bow down your head, just say a little prayer. Father, I pray in Jesus' mighty name that you are going to help us, Almighty God, to pull down and demolish the things, oh God, that are pulling us down, oh God. We want to destroy those things in our lives, oh God, in Jesus' mighty name. We want to leave those things, and we want them to die completely in our lives, oh God. We want to throw down everything, oh God, and grind it to powder so that we can see them no more. Because, Father God, we have got the responsibility to build, oh Father God. You are calling us, oh God, to the nations, oh God. You are calling us, oh God, to the kingdoms, oh God. And we have to put on the full armor, oh God, for us, oh God, to accomplish that, oh God. You've not accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior. And this message, there's nothing that you got. You didn't hear anything. Because the devil has blocked your heart so that you cannot hear anything that has been preached. I want to give you an opportunity this morning. With your humble heart, and take a step of faith, believing that it is only Jesus who can take away your sins. It is not your friend who can take the sins of yours. I want you to take a step of faith and come forward. You've not accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior. Just take a step of faith. Long time ago, I made that choice. People laughed at me. Friends laughed at me. Friends gave me a time frame. I was so shy to come forward. But I say, but the word says, if you deny Christ in public like this, He's going to deny you at His Father's feet. I want you to come forward. Just take a step of faith and believe that is God alone who is going to cleanse you. We thank God. We thank God. You are sick in your body. You need a touch from God. Just raise your hand where you are. Lord, I want to pray for your healing power upon the people that have raised their hands, oh God. Father, people that are sick cannot work, oh God. People that are sick cannot build your church. People that are sick cannot plant, oh God. It is my prayer, oh God. You take away each and every disease, oh God, in these people. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, mighty Father, you are always moved with compassion, oh God. It is my prayer that, oh God, you be moved with compassion and heal the people that are sick today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Father, we want to thank you for today. Thank you for speaking to my heart, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for speaking to our hearts, oh God. Because together, we are going to build your church, oh God. We thank you for everything, oh God. We thank you for your grace and mercy, oh God. We thank you for the task and the responsibility that you've given us, oh God. And, oh Father, we shall move, oh Father, to the greater heights, oh God. Because, oh Father God, you're calling us, oh God, to the higher calling, oh God. And we are going to press on, oh Father, towards that high calling, oh God. It is in Jesus' mighty name that we pray. Everybody say amen and amen. Hallelujah. We may take our seats. God bless you.